My name is Tahika, and I am a research assistant for Transforming the Field Education Landscape, also known as TFL, and a graduate student at the Factor Inwantash Faculty of Social Work at the University of Toronto. Transforming the Field Education Landscape, or TFL, is a partnership project that aims to better prepare the next generation of social workers in Canada. Currently, TFL is leading a national study to inform the developments of sustainable models of social work field education by fostering discussion on key topics that include interprofessional practice, Indigenous and anti-colonial field education, and research-based practica. This is done by creating training and mentoring opportunities for students, developing and mobilizing innovative and promising field education practices, and improving the integration of research and practice in field education. For the listeners who may be unaware, field education, also called social work practicums, are much like internships where students work usually unpaid within an organization or agency to apply theory to practice, learn specific skills that are applicable and transferable to their career, and to fulfill the requirements for graduation. I reached out to Katie Rogers to have a conversation about social work and field education at Youth Research and Evaluation Exchange, also known as YouthRex. YouthRex's mission is to make research evidence and evaluation practices accessible and relevant to Ontario's grassroots youth sector through knowledge exchange, capacity building, and evaluation leadership. They do this by providing free resources, supports, workshops, and other skill-building exercises that support youth workers and amplify the voices and experiences of young people. Katie is the Knowledge Exchange Director at YouthRex, and her journey started in film studies at the University of Toronto, where she learned about the power of storytelling. The power of storytelling began her trajectory into social work, and while her path was non-traditional, Katie has a history of doing communications work and advocacy with local and even international communities. Eventually, her journey led her to pursue a master's degree in social work at York University, where she met Associate Professor Dr. Uzo Anucha. Dr. Anucha was leading a community-engaged research project in the Jane and Finch community, and as a grad assistant, Katie took part in this project that was youth-led and youth-engaged. The project was looking at positive youth development approaches that gave voice and pride to the young people, while also deconstructing harmful narratives of the community. The project was supporting the existing assets while building more valuable ones to aid young people in pursuing opportunities. After graduating from York University with her master's in social work, Katie continued to work in community settings as a social worker until reconnecting with Dr. Anucha around YouthRex, where she now works as the Knowledge Exchange Director, bridging a multitude of different interests in social work, such as research, evidence-based practice, communications, and advocacy. From my conversation with Katie, I learned that YouthRex has a variety of field practicums available for social work students. Some practicum opportunities available at YouthRex include capacity building and research and evaluation around the creation, quality, and delivery of youth programs. Social work practicum students can also translate research findings onto reports, evidence briefs, fact sheets, and curating resources to use in a webinar. In addition, there are opportunities for facilitating live conversations with a diverse range of youth stakeholders, including frontline youth workers, students, researchers, policymakers, and young people, in order to synthesize best practices youth workers can use in the field. It is a popular misconception that YouthRex is a frontline agency that works directly with youth, and although there are opportunities, such as in research, available for young people, it is not the traditional front-facing agency that can sometimes be misinterpreted due to the word youth in YouthRex. Katie supports practicum opportunities connecting to YouthRex's knowledge exchange work, and this involves the curation and creation of resources, connecting evidence to practice, and sharing that information with persons who work with young people. The Knowledge Hub on YouthRex's website serves as a bridge to include the wisdom and experiences of frontline workers, the youth themselves who receive the services, policymakers, managerial staff, and academics. If you were to visit the YouthRex website, you would find an abundance of resources on mental health, substance use, employment, justice, and program planning and evaluation, to name a few. You can also explore how these areas intersect with various populations such as Black youth, 2SLGBTQ+ youth, Indigenous youth, youth in and leaving care, youth with disabilities, etc. This sort of information is not only shared through their online knowledge hub, which has over 1,700 resources, but also shared in a more meaningful, accessible, and relevant way. For example, interactive workshops which were once in person but have now moved online due to the COVID-19 pandemic are utilized for information sharing among an interactive audience where persons can leave feeling affirmed and with new approaches to their work. Katie then went on to talk about the divide between research and the wider community, and here is some of what she had to say.
There is a divide between academia and community, or research and community. And, you know, what I try to remember is that a lot of the knowledge that is filtered up through academia comes from community. And so how do we bring it back to community? How do we use that to affirm what frontline practitioners already know, or to help them think critically about their work, to help them think about their work in different ways?
Indeed, when I returned to school almost 6 years after being in the workforce, the disconnect between research and academia and the wider community was also evident to me. There is often this belief that theories are not tested enough to be reliable and applicable in real-life situations, an example being how collective efficacy theory can be applied to violence prevention programs by engaging community members in finding and developing solutions that mitigate interpersonal violence in the neighborhood. However, even if this might have been the case when a theory was introduced, it is only a matter of time before its quality is tested. Furthermore, how will the social work field grow if we never take the chance to test the value of new theories in the field? There are many benefits to academia and community collaborating closely and continuously informing one another for more holistic approaches, such as evaluation of methods, changing with the times to be more relevant, and improving efficiency in order to produce better quality care and interventions. From my conversation with Katie, I believe YouthRex is an excellent example of how to achieve this because they collaborate with youth, youth workers, other community agency professionals, and researchers in academia. Similarly, when asked about her supervision experiences, Katie made it clear to contextualize the work within the bigger picture of the project objective and the person's individual learning goals.
You know, if a social work practicum student is writing a summary of research, how does that connect to some of the issues they may be studying? How does that connect to their own reflexivity? How does that connect to skills that they're trying to develop? And so I try to talk it through from a social work perspective and thinking about, you know, your subject position, your subject location as you're reading research, thinking about, as a practitioner, what you think would be most useful for someone working with young people to know. Thinking about using your communication skills to translate academic language into a language that is more readily accessible.
Again, not losing sight of how academia and community go hand in hand, but welding research together with community building and vice versa. Often academia and community may be siloed, especially if students do not get the practicum opportunity they wanted. Nevertheless, there are always skills to be learned, transferred, and applied in any social work field and practicum. Students can learn interpersonal, communication, networking, and perhaps clinical skills, and apply those skills with diverse populations. In the same way where we have that responsibility of building those connections within our practicums and linking theory to practice, I was curious to hear what Katie had to say when I asked, how would greater community engagement with other institutions and grassroots sectors change the field education landscape? Here is just a short snippet of what she had to say.
Why don't we create a community of practice where these five agencies can come together and we can have a conversation about the question they're asking and provide the supports, and they can also learn from each other. So I think always thinking about how to create space for us to learn with and from each other in real time is helpful, rather than like siloing or individualizing these learning opportunities and these relationships.
And so I gathered all throughout our conversation that social work practice, field education, students, academic institutions, youth recs, and similar agencies all have a role to play in informing one another to learn, change, and grow. Of course, with the implementation of new ideas may come more difficulties, as there are already numerous challenges facing field education, such as a shortage of quality practicums. For example, implementing the idea of increasing collaborations between academia and community could increase bureaucracy and add work to already under-resourced and overworked communities. But in creating low barriers and higher access, the investment would result in greater benefits. Increasing collaborations would result in much-needed increased opportunities and efficiencies in a long-term effort to transform the field education landscape. Moreover, the time spent trying to solve inefficiencies individually can be worked on by finding a solution together, as most likely other agencies across field education may be experiencing them as well. For example, the rigid methods of student evaluations that are required by supervisors from colleges and universities. Thank you for listening, and it is my hope that you were able to take away something of value here today, and to even share it with your colleagues in the social work field.